the not new movie review.
That was an explosion.
Nice.
Nice. Sand noises.
Yeah.
Oi, mate.
Lots of sand.
It's the apocalypse, mate. My name's Max.
Anakin would not like this movie.
Oh, he would fucking hate it. Name one thing Anakin likes. In all those fucking movies, like, in, like, the prequels, what does he like? He likes pod racing, I guess.
Yeah, he likes pod racing. This is pod racing. This isn't pod racing.
He likes building droids.
This is the not new movie review.
This is the not new movie review.
I'm Ross Oaks.
I'm Jeremy Wainwright.
And this is the podcast where we analyze an actor's critical successes and losses.
Peaks and valleys.
All according to Rotten Tomatoes.
That's right. And today...
Today,
we're continuing on as Charlize Theron continues to tear up Hollywood.
That's right.
Charlize tearing up Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we're on to what might be the peak of her entire career.
I think, yeah. I mean, at the moment.
I mean, she might match this again at some point, but.
I didn't see a long shot. Did you see a long shot?
Long shot's pretty good.
Okay.
It definitely doesn't reach these peaks, but.
Okay, sure.
Maybe the freaking Megyn Kelly bombshell movie where she wears stupid makeup.
Right. It's hard to tell that was her, even.
In that movie?
Yeah, in the trailer.
Yeah. It looks unnerving, that makeup. I don't like it.
But before we get to that. Jeremy.
What have I been watching?
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you, I do believe since we last talked, I saw Brad Astra, or as it's known publicly, Ad Astra, so that you know the new space film starring Brad Pitt, directed by James Gray.
Sure.
It's amazing. I mean, if you loved Interstellar, you'll love it.
I did love Interstellar.
Although it's a little...
But I also love Matthew McConaughey.
Who do you like more, Maddie McConaughey or Brad Pitt?
Matthew McConaughey.
Brad Pitt for me.
What?
Easily.
I
love Matthew McConaughey, but...
But Brad Pitt seems kind of like a shitty person in real life.
Well,
Matthew McConaughey
doesn't. How do we know he's great, too?
Because he hasn't, like, done anything shitty that we know of.
Yet.
Sure.
Have you seen the trailer for the new Matthew McConaughey gangster movie, The Gentleman?
No.
Directed by Guy Ritchie?
No, I love Guy Ritchie.
Looks cool as shit.
I love Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yeah, you'll like this. But, no, Ad Astra, great movie.
Okay.
Very, like, intimate space epic.
What do you give it?
I give it 4.5 stars. Mm. It was pretty good. Then I rewatched the It miniseries from the 90s.
The TV movies?
Yeah.
Those count as movies. It's not a miniseries. Two episodes that are an hour long.
TV
not a
movies divided into two parts.
They didn't release it on HBO.
No, it was just on like ABC or some shit. It's got its moments. Like, the Tim Curry performance is obviously the best part.
Oh, yeah. I watched it before the first one came out.
But it is, for the most part, it's very dated and kind of boring. Wasn't super into it. Then I watched a movie from the 60s, a horror film called The Brain That Wouldn't Die, a B-movie.
Mm.
It was fun. You know, black and white B-movie, back when there's tons of those.
Wait, like the B-movie was in black and white?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They did Jazz. Like a special release or what?
Would you go see that?
Like a steelbook black
they
and white
They put the B-movie special? Out in black and white?
Sure, I mean, they did that with Mad Max.
They did, that was an option.
You know?
And I was like, do I watch it in black and white? But I'm thinking to myself, why would I watch this movie with like gorgeous like orange colors and stuff in black and white?
But then you also only get the score, right? During that version?
There might be a version only with the score, which again... Well, this movie might work without a score.
The B-movie?
Well, the Jazz.
Yeah.
Well, no, this movie might work with only a score, not without a score.
Oh, okay.
The B-movie needs a score because it needs the Jazz. I've never seen the B-movie. Right. I never will. Maybe that'll be our Christmas episode.
You seem to know a lot about it.
That'll be our Christmas episode. I saw It Chapter 2 again.
Oh, again?
I did. Saw it with our boy and video game expert of the world, Colin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Still good. Bill Hader. Oscar campaign starts here. I watched a movie called Society from the late 80s. It's a horror thriller in a way, satire, and it's pretty good. But the like final 20 minutes are fucking batshit disgusting bananas. Mm. I'm just gonna say one word to you, butthead.
Oh, Beavis.
If only it were so simple.
Oh.
Then I rewatched Halloween 3 Season of the Witch because it's spooky season.
Okay.
This is a great... It's the Halloween sequel that when they were trying to make it into their own standalone anthology movies. Like, it has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
Oh, okay.
It's awesome. Perfect movie for Halloween time. And then, I haven't logged everything else I watched, but I know I saw Joker, and I hated it.
Oh, so. Wow. Hot takes.
Movie, this is the best way to describe Joker. It's like someone watched The Dark Knight and was obsessed with Heath Ledger's Joker, but they're also like an edgy, like, 16-year-old who loves to go on like 4chan and read weird conspiracy theories about how society is always against white men and decided to write their own Joker movie.
Huh.
Yeah.
Heath Ledger did a great job.
Heath Ledger's amazing. Yeah. I don't even think Joaquin's that good in this movie, and I love Joaquin.
Right, right.
I think this movie misuses Joaquin.
He was great in Her.
He's great in Her.
Yeah.
Her's a better Joker movie than this. Well, it's a better Joker movie than this. Observe and Report. It's about a dude that like goes insane and like commits acts of violence, but it's actually good.
I feel like I've...
With Seth Rogen.
He's a mall cop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched that recently, but I don't remember it being like the Joker.
Well, it's the same thing, you know, the mentally disturbed white guy goes insane. But no Joker. Oh, you're probably waiting for HBO.
Joker? No, I'm waiting for it to...
Hit HBO Max.
Die, probably.
Are you going to get HBO Max? The Warner Brothers streaming service?
I feel like they have to combine them. Like,
it's going
to
be its own.
What?
And then are you going to get Apple TV Plus?
Well, I got the phone, so I get a year for free.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Shit.
So I'm going to check it out.
There's too many streaming services. Wait,
no, but I already pay for HBO.
No, but HBO Max. It's a stupid title for a streaming service because it's technically the Warner Brothers streaming service.
Yeah.
For some reason, they're calling it HBO Max.
But is it everything HBO already is?
Plus? No, it's its own separate entity.
Doesn't have any HBO content.
No, HBO is still its own thing. And then there's going to be HBO Max. Is it a stupid name? Then what's the fucking NBC one called? Peacock or some shit?
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid. God damn, I hate it. We're just watching cable television get created backwards. Pretty soon they're going to be like, you want to sign up for this bundle? You get all of the streaming service for $100 a month. Oh, gee whiz. Can't wait.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid. But anyways, Joker, bad movie. But what else have I watched? I know I've seen something else. I watched the movie Critters. It's an 80s horror comedy. It's fun.
Oh, you did tell me that, I think.
Yes. What else have I watched? Don't think I have watched anything else other than the movies that were the movie we're going to discuss right now and the movie we're going to discuss later. Your turn.
Okay. I saw Thoroughbreds.
Good.
On HBO.
I heard good things about it.
Yeah, it was good.
One of Anton Yelchin's final performances. So,
yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, I know. Slow drama, but it's like so creepy though. It's like it's good.
Gave you the spooks.
Yeah. And then I watched Jaws.
Perfect movie.
Jaws, almost a perfect movie.
I mean, almost a perfect movie. You
must. Jurassic Park's better than Jaws.
I think this is tough. I think Jurassic Park's my favorite Spielberg because it's the movie that like made me fall in love with movies. I can't compare them. I love them both.
It's
so
better.
Much.
Jurassic Park's better. It's better camera angles. Better.
I think
coverage.
Jaws might be a little better.
Oh, I don't.
But they're both almost perfect. It's like me.
Okay,
like,
all right.
It's like me. Like trying to think of a food.
Like a grilled cheese and a.
No, it's not. It'd be like if I put a
waffle or
what? A perfectly grilled cheese and a waffle.
Yeah, I don't.
They're
know.
They're both great.
I mean, exactly. I don't.
Okay.
Know what you mean.
All right. Continue.
Then I watched Fantastic Beasts: The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Why?
Because it was on HBO, so
I believe they're making 5 of those fucking things.
I don't think they are anymore.
They made a ton of money.
No, it didn't.
People love these fucking
movies.
No,
it didn't.
Harry Potter.
It was terrible. It was awful. It was
god
awful.
I could have told you that.
I love Harry Potter. It was fucking awful.
J.K. Rowling just wants to buy more houses. Defend Johnny Depp at this point.
Then I watched The Bad Times at the El Royale.
Fucking great.
I had a great time at the El Royale.
A great time, yeah.
It was really good.
That's a great movie. Chris Hemsworth.
Great performances.
Chris Hemsworth, the best Chris.
That's a lie, but okay.
Who's the best Chris?
Chris Pine.
I like Hemsworth.
I'm a Pine nut.
I mean,
you know, I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, Pine's great, but, and we have seen Pine's dick, but.
Wait, have we?
I haven't yet, but if you watch Outlaw King on Netflix, I think you can see his dick.
Wow.
It's a ringing endorsement of Outlaw King.
That's great information for a Pine nut to know.
Right, hopefully we'll see Hemsworth's dick soon.
Then I watched Star Wars Galaxy's Edge Adventure Awaits.
How was that?
It was a TV special about the Galaxy's Edge.
Get you hyped. Park.
It, honestly, it did.
You should go next year.
Lots of guest stars. You know, Neil Patrick Harris was the host.
Danny DeVito.
Nope, Danny DeVito wasn't there.
Speaking of Neil Patrick Harris, you see he's going to be in The Matrix 4.
Really?
Yeah. And they're bringing back Jada.
Does he play that blonde guy that...
I mean, it's going to be crazy. New characters, but...
Oh, right. But, like, maybe he plays him in the future. They're made out of computer bits, so they could be anyone.
Well, you know who knows? If The Matrix got destroyed. What's this movie going to be about? The Matrix was destroyed.
That's true.
I'm assuming The Matrix will be a backup.
Someone finds a burnt chip, and plugs it in.
Either way, it's, like, my most anticipated movie of all time.
Then I watched Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase.
Is that one of the classic animated movies?
That's like, it's from 2001.
Yes, I know that one with like the blue guy with like the big head. Was it as good as Monster Zombie Island?
No.
No.
Zombie Island's amazing. Yeah. And do you know they're remaking it?
Well, they made a sequel.
No, they're like...
They're remaking it
in 3D.
I don't know about... Well, no, yeah. I know they're making a new 3D... Like, they're making, like, a big studio 3D animated Scooby-Doo movie.
I want to show you something real quick.
I don't know if it's Mod Zombie Island, but... Isn't LeBron James voicing Scooby-Doo?
I'm just going to Google Scooby-Doo Monster Island.
Or Zombie Island.
Zombie Island, yes.
Zac Efron is Freddy?
Scooby-Doo Zombie Island. Here's what we got here. So... Oh, it's weird. It's not giving me the same results. Oh, yes, it is. Okay. So here's the people listening, you don't care at all. You can't see this. Here's the original poster.
Yeah.
Right?
Looks great to me.
Here's the 3D poster.
All right, that's not the one I'm thinking of then. All right.
Yeah.
I think it's a sequel.
okay, anyway.
I could be wrong.
Then
we'll discuss it.
Speaking of zombies. I watched Zombieland.
It's a fun movie.
Honestly, great movie.
It's just fun.
For a small budget, not blockbuster, but you know.
Yeah.
Great cast.
I'm excited for the sequel.
Oh, me too.
I mean, the fact that they got all those like Oscar players back.
Yeah.
So I see so many people so cynical about it, like, oh, Zombieland was stupid, why do we need a sequel? It's just a fun movie.
No, it is. It was really fun.
Why wouldn't I want to watch these characters be more fun, you know?
It's just people hanging out during a zombie apocalypse, which is what you
and there's emotions?
Would do, you know what I mean?
There's
a couple emotions.
It's a good movie.
Speaking of backlash.
Oh, geez.
I watched The Empire Strikes Back.
The Empire Strikes Backlash.
Yeah. It was good.
It's a great movie. Perfect movie.
Yeah, it was good.
The Empire Strikes Backlash.
Yeah. Then I watched Hook.
I still haven't seen it, but I know there's people who will fight you to the death over this.
I will. I will fight
you. You like Hook?
Oh, yeah.
You a Hook boy?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Hook nut.
That was Captain Hook hooking you.
Oh, okay. Actually, to be honest...
not as great as you remember.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
But I love Robin Williams.
Who doesn't? I need to watch it.
The score, I mean, it's made by
Steven Spielberg, greatest filmmaker of all time.
Honestly, he made that one movie in 1941 or whatever.
Yeah,
that was like his biggest
war comedy.
Yeah,
his biggest flop ever.
This might be like one or two steps above that. It's really not. It's not well made.
I found that hard to believe. Steven Spielberg. I mean, it might be a bad movie, but
there's big sets and there's big action sequences. But the quality is...
Where do you think it ranks against the BFG?
I would rather watch Hook than the BFG, to be honest with you.
All right. I'll remember that.
Yeah.
All right, what else you watch? You've been busy.
Oh, so the score is
Johnny Williams.
John Williams, but it came out in 91. So this was before Harry Potter.
Before I was born.
And it was Harry Potter and Star and like the prequel Star Wars.
Phantom Menace.
Yeah, I think more Attack of the Clones though.
Oh, good.
Because this score is like a mix of the Harry Potter theme and like Padme's theme.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, I can hear it in the...
I think he was, like, testing out some stuff.
Like, I was like, I've heard this before.
Interesting, Johnny.
Then I watched Scooby-Doo.
The live-action movie?
The live-action.
I think it's a fun movie.
Oh, it's really fun. Great. The CG is something to be desired.
Well, yeah. A lot of the CG from around that time.
It came out 1 year after the Cyber Chase. So, you know...
I would watch a...
when 2D animation was still a thing.
I would watch another sequel to those Scooby-Doo movies. They're all older now.
Like a third one?
Yeah, they're all older now. I don't care. I'd watch it.
Right, right.
They'll never happen, but...
Also a great cast.
Perfect cast.
I mean, yeah.
Linda Cardellini is Velma. Matthew Lillard is... I mean, the whole cast.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It's perfect. Yeah. I don't know who voiced Scooby. It was great.
I think it was Michael Jordan. He said,
"So LeBron right. James is going to voice Scooby in the
movie." Oh, Jesus!
I think so.
then I watched Mad Max: Fury Road, which we are about to talk about.
This movie is just.
But before we get to that,
got any updates?
Yeah, let's see what she's been up to.
I know she's been doing a lot. She got a haircut.
Yeah,
she's been talking a lot. Like she's been shooting Fast 9. She's been doing a lot of press stuff for Bombshell.
Right, right.
She says, like, Nicole Kidman and Margot Robbie are her new best friends or something.
So, someone at work thought that Charlize Theron and Scarlett Johansson were the same person after the haircut.
I mean, at a certain point, all the blonde white ladies kind of blend together. I mean...
Let's see what we got.
I used
here.
To get Nicole Kidman and Kate Winslet mixed up a lot.
So she has a picture with Ali Wong.
Ooh, I've never watched anything she's done, but I've heard she's silly.
She says, "I may," with three A's, "I may have been a little too aggressive with my hugging. That's just how I truly feel about Ali Wong. This woman inspires me on every level."
Well, that's wholesome.
Then there's another one we got. It's her, Margot Robbie, and Nicole Kidman, who's actually British or Australian.
Australian. So is Margot Robbie. Two out of the three of them are Australian. Wonder who else is fucking Australian?
Don't even tell me.
Kate Winslet. Wonder who else is Australian?
No, she's not.
You wonder who else
no,
is
she's not.
You wonder who else is Australian?
Who?
Kate Blanchett.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Fucking Australians, man. They're taking over. You want to know who else is Australian?
What? Who?
Mel Gibson.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. I think this is more of a... I'm not really sure.
Talking about Bombshell.
It's a picture of all three of them. Nicole Kidman's talking at a podium. It says, "Last night, Margot Robbie and I got to present the LUSA Women in Hollywood Award to one of the greatest and most deserving people I know, Nicole Kidman. Nick, I can't tell you enough how much I love and adore you. You are truly the heart of our threesome. Tell Keith thanks again for letting us steal you away."
Keith Urban.
Oh, they Keith love Urban. Each other. I don't think they do, but that's okay.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban?
Yeah, did you see that when she won the Emmy?
And she's like, I love you, babe.
For the first season of Big Little Lies?
Yeah, and she's like, I wish you were here
with
me.
And she stood up and immediately kissed Alexander Skarsgård.
I mean, wouldn't you?
With your husband, Keith Urban, sitting right there.
Wouldn't you kiss him? He's handsome.
All right, can you get the keys? Can you get the keys, please?
Keys to what?
Keys to the... Can you get the keys to my vehicle?
Or your doomsday vehicle?
Yeah.
How long would you survive in Mad Max?
I don't know. I barely survived, like, watching the movie.
Movie I saw in theaters three times. Movie that is perfect. A movie that should have won Best Picture that year. The fact that this movie was nominated for so many Oscars.
It won six of them.
It won all the technical
awards.
We'll talk
about that.
It fucking bitch slapped The Revenant in that regard. It made me so happy.
I mean, we got
This fucking movie.
We got directed by...
George Miller.
George Miller.
A legend. Director of Road Warrior, Babe, Big Pig in the City. Both happy
films. Wait, wait, wait. Say that again?
Director of Road Warrior.
Yeah.
Babe, Big Pig in the City.
That's what I'm talking about.
Both Happy Feet.
That's... Oh, shit.
The one movie he made right before Fear Road, fucking Happy Feet 2.
Oh.
He's a 70-year-old man who just made a fucking animated penguin musical. Was like, well, know what I'm going to do? Make the fourth fucking Mad Max sequel.
Oh, my God. I mean, this is what I'm... Yeah.
You imagine 70 years old sitting in the South African desert making this fucking movie?
Honestly, no.
Getting sand in your eyes and shit.
Because a lot of the times when I was watching this, I was like, how did they do that?
Exactly.
How did they even
And this came out the same
that?
Year as The Revenant, when everyone was like, it was so cold when they shot The Revenant.
Yeah, right.
And I'm thinking, have you seen Mad Max Fury Road? Have you seen that movie? So, like, literally, almost all of the stunts of this movie are practical. Like, if you watch the behind the scenes, they were flipping and crashing cars and shit, and, like, blowing up semis.
And this is, I mean, this just gives me hope, you know? Because I can make Fury Road, but I can also make Happy Feet.
You could.
And I could also make Babe,
Big Pig in the City, which I've heard is a fucking amazing movie. I haven't seen it since I was a kid, but...
I haven't even seen it at all. When I argue with people at work that it's better than most of the movies they mention.
Probably is. We should just do a special Babe, Big Pig in the City episode.
Jeremy, what would you say to people if they wanted to know what this movie was about?
This movie takes place in an which I love about this world. It's they don't give you any details about why the world's fucked up.
Right.
Just it takes place in Australia.
Oh, it does.
Apocalypse.
I didn't know that.
Shit's full. I mean, 90% of the people have Australian accents. But...
Oh, hey, mate.
Oi, we're in the Mad Max apocalypse, eh? Korg would fit in this movie. Hey, mate. I'm going to get in my spike car. I'm going to blow up some fellas. All right. Movie, post-apocalyptic Australia. There's a man named Mad Max. He's a loner. He's originally played by Mel Gibson. He's played by Tom Hardy now.
He's Australian.
Tom Hardy's not Australian. He's British.
No, Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson was Australian.
Yeah.
He's also a racist. But, Rewind. Mad Max. He's a wanderer. You know, he's just trying to live his life. He's haunted by his past.
And he has, I would say, 5-0% to do with this movie.
Which is...
But for some reason, his name is on the...
Well...
Could have been called Furiosa Road. I don't know. Maybe I'm just throwing that out there.
I mean, he's arguably... the driving force in a way, because if he wasn't in the movie...
No, he's not the driving force. She's driving.
She is driving. He's integral.
He only drives at the end.
He's integral, but I would say Furiosa is the main character of this movie.
Right.
So he gets kidnapped by the War Boys and Immortan Joe, this cult, horrible people, and there's this incredible badass warrior named Imperator Furiosa, played by Charlize Theron, who's taken this like load to Gas Town, but then she rebels and she steals the wives of Immortan Joe, and it turns into this long 2-hour-long chase scene with Max and Furiosa.
Mm-hmm.
And just fucking insanity. You got the Doof Warrior, and
it's very much a girl power movie.
It is very feminist,
you know,
in like a very like badass way.
Like, yeah, because they aren't being like princesses.
No, they're all badass. Like there's like eight or like six or seven wives, and they're not like all like, oh, save me. They all have like, they all do cool shit.
Was there six or seven? I thought there was like four.
One of them's the next Catwoman, Zoe Kravitz. She's in this movie. But basically, it's just a 2-hour chase scene.
Right, yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
They go back and
forth.
Whereas
most movies are like mostly the dramatic scenes, then there might be like a couple chase scenes. This movie is like 95% a chase scene, and then they stop every now and then to have dramatic scenes.
What a lovely day.
What a lovely day.
In a apocalyptic story set in the furthest reaches of our planet. I don't even know what that means. In the furthest
reaches?
I'm
pretty sure it's Australia.
The person who wrote this is a flat earther.
I mean, the earth is flat.
Have
you not looked at a map?
In a stark desert landscape where humanity is broken and most everyone is crazed fighting for the necessities of life, within this world exist two rebels on the run who just might be able to restore order.
God, this movie fucking rules. Have you seen any of the other Mad Max movies?
No.
You should at least watch... Blah, 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 blah. You should at least watch Road Warrior.
Is that the original?
No, the original is Mad Max. It's weird. You can literally watch, because they don't connect, really.
Right, right.
You can just watch Road Warrior. The first one's pretty good, Mad Max. Mm. Don't watch Thunderdome. Thunderdome sucks ass.
Okay. Directed by George Miller. We already discussed that. Directed one of the best movies ever made, Babe, Big in the City. Starring Tom Hardy.
Do you want to know who is almost going to be cast as the new Max?
Shia LaBeouf.
Heath Ledger.
Oh, really?
Who is Australian.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Really?
Yeah.
Real, the best Joker ever was Australian.
Australian, yeah. They're all fucking Australian.
Well, you know what? Okay, they might be the best at playing everybody. Oh, we're the best actors.
Oi, mate.
You can't even tell we're not from America. Well, guess what? We came up with the story that you're playing, so...
Well, you know who else is Australian? George Miller. Yeah.
He didn't come up with Mad Max.
Yes, he did. He's
the original Mad Max.
He's directed and written all the movies.
God damn it.
This is his baby. The Aussies have us by the balls.
Okay, fine.
So what were we going to say?
Charlize Theron.
Fucking incredible.
Nicholas Holt.
Who's great.
Right. Let's see what else he's been in.
Oh, he's in... fuck, don't tell me. I know other stuff he's been in.
All right, say it.
What other... He's in the X-Men movies, the newer ones.
Right.
He was in The Favorite. He was in... there's something else that I know he was in. Fuck, just tell me.
Okay, most recently we have The Dark Phoenix.
Yeah, The Favorite.
Tolkien.
Oh, yeah, he played J.R.R. Tolkien.
The Favorite, Deadpool 2.
Oh, yeah, he's a cameo on that.
Which is... He plays the same character that he plays in X-Men.
You know, he was the second, and he was right behind Robert Pattinson to be the next Batman.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Is he Australian?
I don't even want to know.
I think he's Australian.
Zoe Kravitz.
Next Catwoman.
Hugh Keyes Byrne,
who plays Immortan Joe, who also played the bad guy in the original Mad Max.
Oh, wow.
So that's kind of cool.
Let's see here.
A fun fact about all these. Riley Keogh.
Rosie Huntington. Riley Keogh.
Elvis's granddaughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How do we know, though? Because Elvis is dead.
He died shitting.
Abby Lee. Courtney Eaton.
Pretty much covered the bases.
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
Then a lot of Australian actors.
Oh, Keeper of the Seeds. Melissa Jafar. You know?
The one lady that plays one of the Green Place women was almost going to be Wonder Woman in George Miller's Justice League movie.
The Keeper of the Seeds?
No, she's too old.
Oh, okay.
So this movie.
Yeah, I mean, it's great.
It's perfect.
Like, it's great.
Movie, like, from the opening moments of this movie is a fucking engine revving, and you're just like,
yeah, I know, right?
I'm about to get fucked.
I mean, just the opening shot, the first frame
where he's just standing there and there's the two-headed lizard.
Oh my God. How does he get captured?
They just run him off the fucking
road. Yeah,
that shot's great though, where he gets in the car and it's the one continuous shot and he drives like almost out of frame, and then all of a sudden the war boys come driving,
right,
that score kicks in, it's like durr, durr, durr. God, this movie.
So this movie.
Were you excited for this movie?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
I was so excited.
Like to watch it now?
Well, just in, when it was coming out.
Oh.
Or was it not really on your radar?
It wasn't really on my radar. At the time, I was more of a Revenant person.
Fucking Revenant.
So I'm part of the problem.
Do you have any desire to rewatch The Revenant now?
Yes.
Really?
Because I only saw it once.
We saw it together.
I only saw it the one time, and I would like to see it again.
Movie that Leo is not that good in.
Right. It was more of a legacy Oscar.
Tom Hardy.
Let's be honest.
Hardy is good in that movie, though.
Right. Tom Hardy
plays the guy that
taking up two screens.
Yeah. But no. Leo's win for The Rev is literally just like, we should probably give him one.
Right. Budget. How much would you say this movie cost? Just by looking at it.
$150.
Right on the nose.
Hell yeah. This movie was, like, so, like, belabored and hard to make. They almost, like, shut it down and, like...
Yeah, I could imagine.
Like, so, like, the production troubles were so bad that people were so sure this was just going to be, like, a shit show. They're like, there's no way this movie's good.
So how much do you think it made opening weekend?
30?
Oh, a little higher.
50?
A little less.
35?
No.
40?
A little higher.
45?
Yeah.
It was a pretty good box office draw.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I saw it opening day.
Now, domestically, it's only made 154.
But worldwide.
But worldwide, it's made 375.
People love
this movie. So it's a little more than double.
And George Miller said he has ideas for two more.
Two more?
Two more.
The guy's like...
He's old.
Just go on vacation. Go...
This would be a great victory.
I hope to God.
Yeah.
I'm not a Martin Scorsese or a Spielberg where I'm like 70 and I still feel the need to make movies. You made fucking Jaws and Jurassic Park. Sit down.
I don't want him to ever stop.
He's making
the West Side Story.
You did it. Okay?
You don't want to see his West Side Story?
Congratulations. You did it.
Are you telling me you're not excited for The Irishman?
You can sit down and let someone else make a movie.
The Irishman. He brought Joe Pesci out of retirement.
Okay, I do want to see that.
I mean, he's going to de-age Al Pacino and Robert De Niro.
I don't need him to.
It's 3 hours and 30 minutes long.
Yeah, I don't need him to be like, I like my friends when they were younger. Let's make all my friends younger. I don't need that.
I need anything. Martin Scorsese could take a shit in a bowl and hand it to me, and I would gobble that shit up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'd be like, I'm num num num. Cookie monster.
Oh, my God.
Turd monster.
I guess. He doesn't like Marvel movies, but...
Oh, that's a whole thing.
I mean, I just don't...
My thing with that is I feel like I'm not even irritated by either side of it. I'm just annoyed that the internet won't shut the fuck up about it.
They're just in two different leagues.
I don't even. And then someone's like, he's like fucking 76 years old. Do you think he's going to see Avengers Endgame?
The superhero movies are just what's hot right now. They're making the money, you know. But that doesn't they're still great art house movies. I watched Thoroughbreds, you know, that no one's watching.
I don't really have an opinion either. I love Marvel movies. I love Marty. I'll eat a turd in a bowl.
The camera, the work in Thoroughbreds is really good.
It's good.
Yeah. Good angles.
It's good.
Yeah, good angles.
It's good.
Yeah, good angles.
So this movie, how about the camera work in this movie? This movie feels like the cameraman probably almost died like 6 times.
Yeah.
You know that final semi-flip that Nux does where he flips the semi and everything crashes?
Yeah,
that was all practical.
Well, he says, what a lovely day. Right? Is that what he says?
He doesn't say that at the end.
He said, what a lovely day.
But you know that was all practical, that shot.
Sure, yeah.
That's fucking insane.
Yeah, I mean, there was a couple CG things in here, but they're noticeable.
Yeah, but...
God,
who's your favorite side character?
Favorite side character?
They all have great names. Rictus Erectus, the organic mechanic, the people eater, the bullet farmer. If you don't know their names, you can just point them out.
One of the... You mean like the enemies? Like the enemy?
Or any of the side... Anyone who's not Furiosa, Nux, or Max.
Okay. I really like the... I like the clan of, women that were just, hanging out.
Those are... What's their name? The women... Something of... I know what... The women of the wills or something?
Keeper of the seeds.
Well, that's one of them, yes. She's badass.
Yeah.
She gets chainsawed in the neck. Rest in peace. I know who my favorite side character is. The Doof Warrior.
Yeah.
You know who that is, right? The flame-throwing guitar player.
Oh,
that's one I knew this movie was not fucking around. When you see that, the fact that a movie with that in it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
That's incredible to me.
Well, let's just talk about what we got here. It won for Best Editing, which I completely understand.
Fuck yeah.
The editing, okay, so the amount of coverage that he got with every scene, and then the editing is so it's so smooth. Like, it's just, oh my, it's incredible.
I mean, a bullet. It moves fast. It's clean, you know?
I mean, yeah.
That's a bad metaphor.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if they did it. I don't know if they used the same take for, each cut. But, everything is,
it's perfectly lined up.
Perfectly lined up.
So I watched a video on the way the action is directed. And say, you see a car. You follow a truck. It drives towards this part of the screen. Say it goes, vroom, vroom.
Mm-hmm.
And when it cuts to the next scene, it comes from that, like he lines everything up perfectly. Like if a bike jumps over the convoy like this and goes like, but if it cuts to the next shot of the bike, you actually see it coming from the same direction of the frame. Like the action's all symmetrically lined up.
Right, right.
Like it's not just haphazard, like shit just coming from every direction. It's fucking great.
Yeah, it's really good. It also won for best costume design.
Hell yeah. Fuck the Revenant.
It was very Borderlands-ish.
A little bit. Well, more,
but also Borderlands is more Mad Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it rules. Or at least his arm. I don't know if that counts as costume, but...
Oh, sure.
It's cool as shit. And Morton Joe, just look at that nasty motherfucker.
He wears a mask.
And about like when he's screaming and the teeth open, he's like... Arr!
He screams?
Yeah, when like he's holding his dead pregnant...
No, lady. Not a Morton Joe. I'm talking about Mad Max's mask.
Oh, his mask? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's like... Because he's Bane. You know, he plays Bane. Oh,
he does also play Bane.
Yeah.
And he also wears a mask for the entirety of Dunkirk.
That's true.
Tom Hardy likes masks.
He's an eye actor.
He's fucking great.
He really does with the eyes.
Those eyes. Well, he's great. Well, he's almost a silent character in this movie.
And Dunkirk.
But he's in this movie, he's always like...
Right, which is why I don't think he should be... I don't think it should be Mad Max Fury. It's not...
Well, you kind of got to call it Mad Max Fury Road, but...
No, I mean, yeah, to sell some ticks.
But we all know Furiosa.
I want it to be called Furiosa Road.
I don't think that flies.
Fury
Road.
Furiosa Road.
I don't like it.
What
else did it win?
Best makeup and hairstyling. Sure.
She shaved her head.
Yeah, I guess that's one way to style it. And you know, a Morton Joe had hair.
Gross hair, yeah.
Gross hair, yeah.
Would you kiss a Morton Joe?
No, God, no. God, if he was like, I'll give you all the water. That's probably what he tells people, though, to, you know.
How about the fact that they don't drink the water like the upper class people? They drink breast milk. How do you feel about that?
Tell me that again?
You didn't notice, like, the line of women being, like, pumped? They don't drink. They just save the water to appease the commoners.
Right, right.
They drink breast milk.
Up at the top.
Yeah.
They don't drink water.
No, even Charlize, like, on the convoy, they have breast milk to drink. Because remember, Max is like, what is this? And they're like, oh, it's mother's milk.
Oh, Jesus.
They drink breast milk.
Well, I do remember the pumping scene, yeah. But I thought that was just for him, or, you know. I didn't
maybe
think...
it's just, but I know he lets everyone else have some, too.
Oh, my God. Well, he's a sharer. You know, he let everyone in on this convoy, you know.
Fucking breast milk.
From, like, three cities away.
Oh, God.
It won best sound mixing and sound editing.
Fuck yeah.
How do you feel about that sound editing? I mean, we're both really into movies, right?
Yeah.
We don't understand what sound mixing and sound editing, the differences are, right? They're just two different awards. Sound editing is like making the sounds. Sound mixing is like...
I feel like... Sound mixing.
Or maybe it's the opposite way.
Sound mixing is like what the sound actually sounds like. Like if I were to like, if there was a movie, there was a gunshot. Sound mixing, I think, is like how the gunshot actually sounds. Like if you temper it down, if it's like loud or quiet, like if it's echoey.
Sure.
Whereas I think editing is the physics. It's pretty much like a sec. Like I think I could be wrong. I'm an idiot. But it's like almost like a section off of the actual just editing award. It's the actual editing of the... Like, if you're looking at, like, an editing screen, it's literally the part that's the sound.
Just editing the sound in there.
It's so like if someone's, like... It's like if there's
someone
like
else comes in and adjusts it to...
Or if there's, like, a loud conversation in a room and there's a lot of background noise and stuff.
Right, right.
Like, editing together what... Like, what you hear at what point is the sound editing. And then the mixing is, like... How much you can actually hear of that conversation in that loud room.
But see, I mean, you'd think that sound editor would also be the sound mixer. That's not the case, though, in most of them.
Not necessarily. Well, there's a whole group of sound people.
Sure. One guy's got a hold of
the boom. This award means bullshit, because you know what won both of them last year? Bohemian fucking Rhapsody.
That's true. That's true.
Fuck that movie.
They were like, oh, we're just going to make it, we're just going to have a Queen concert that you can
fucking
take home.
Lip-syncs.
Yeah. Best production design.
Of course.
You like the city, the holes in the mountains that they live in, and
it's pretty cool. There's green on top.
Right,
and
right.
The water and
that
shit.
Is cool.
How about like they get to the wetlands? There's the crows. They're like,
Grr. Oh, that's my favorite part.
It's so cool.
That whole sequence is my favorite part.
When he just wanders off with the fucking gas.
Yeah.
Tank.
Oh yeah.
Because I was like, are you hurt? And it's like, it's not his blood.
Right, right. And then the reveal. I love the reveal.
That he came back?
No.
What reveal?
The reveal that was the...
Oh, the green place, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
God. Or that about when the people leader gets the glass in his eye and he just goes fucking nuts and he's like, I am the destroyer.
Yeah,
of the
right.
World.
Can we go to the green place?
Do you want to?
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to end well.
Well, it seemed really nice when she was talking about it.
I mean, there's grass over there.
Yeah, but it's getting cold out.
Right, we should go to the swimming pool.
It's going
to
become the brown place pretty soon.
It's going to become the white place pretty soon.
Oscar nominated for Best Picture.
How did Charlize not get a Best Supporting Actress or Best Actress nomination?
I don't know.
It's horrible.
Oscar nominated for Best Directing and Best Cinematography and Best Visual Effects.
Should have won all three.
Well, visual effects, I mean, there wasn't, you know.
Well, I don't even know what won that year. I'm trying to think what would have won that year. 2015, what did Room win? For Jacob Tremblay, crying.
CGI tears. I don't know. Let's see what awards she's been nominated for.
Well, we got to get to the main gist of why we're talking about this movie. Charlize is fucking amazing in this movie.
She's been nominated for 2 Oscars.
She's Oscar nominated. She won for Monster.
Oh, you're right, yes.
Then she was nominated for what? Waking Up in Reno? I don't know.
Oh, God, no. North Country?
Never heard of it.
Yeah.
But she's so good in this movie. She's so like, flawlessly badass. Like, from the opening scene, you just see, like, the back of her head, and you're like, this person fucking kicks all the ass.
All right, 2015.
Visual effects.
Yeah.
Was it The Martian, maybe? Or did the fucking Revenant win that, too? I swear to God.
Visual effects winner. Interstellar.
For 2015. Oh, I forgot. No. You gotta look up the 2016 Oscars. Because I forgot they always... Like, because Interstellar came out in 2014, but it won at the 2015 Oscars. Because they always have them, like, February. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Right. All right.
Fill this dead noise with a. Imagine this movie, but with Danny DeVito as a Morton Joe.
Oh, that would be amazing.
I got the water.
Why didn't they get that? Ex Machina.
It's a great fucking movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Best visual effects.
And that's cool, too, that a small movie won.
Yeah.
A24 taking over the world.
Yeah, I mean.
You should get one of those A24 sweatshirts so everyone knows you love cool independent movies.
They're just good business people.
Good. Yeah.
They make a couple. They buy.
They've got
else.
Uncut Gems coming out this year, which looks fucking incredible.
Oh, Righteous Gemstones?
No, Uncut Gems.
I finished it.
I still need to watch the finale. Imagine this movie with Danny McBride as a character. I don't know. Just imagine Danny McBride in a Mad Max.
He'd be
Max,
the
mechanic.
He'd be the son.
Son, Rictus Erectus.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a baby brother.
Yeah.
He drinks breast milk.
Right. What did you want to talk about?
Did I want to talk about anything?
You said, we got to get to the big old whatever.
Oh, how good Charlize is in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, sure. It goes without saying. This movie, like, is fucking incredible because of... I mean, obviously because George Miller's a great director, but because... I mean, Charlize just owns this movie.
I mean, what have we seen so far? We woke up in Reno.
We Aeon Fluxed.
We
Snow White.
We hunted.
That's what we've done so far. This is easily the best one.
Oh my God.
Is this the best movie we've ever talked about?
And
on
it's
the
just
going
to go downhill from here.
Well, no. Oh, Last Face probably is going to suck. Kubo's great.
Tully's
good. So
okay.
Going to close out strong.
Okay.
But is this the best movie we've ever covered on this podcast?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What other great movies have we covered?
We covered some great
Apocalypse
ones.
Apocalypse Now.
They can go back and listen to
Fast
them.
Fast 5.
You know?
Big Mama's House.
Yeah, Big Mama's House.
Imagine Martin Lawrence and Mad
Scooby-Doo, director of Scooby-Doo. He's my boy.
Rafa Gongel or whatever. He made Yours, Mine, and Ours. Your favorite fucking Raj movie Nagaz of all time. Nam.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Never going to talk about that movie. Unless we do Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, oh, hell yeah, we're doing Dennis Quaid.
I mean, well, this movie rules. What's your favorite scene?
The wetlands,
yeah. I don't know. It's tough.
What's my least favorite scene?
There's no answer.
I don't know. A lot of it's really gross. Everyone's just really gross
all
looking.
All I hear is blah, 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 blah.
I'm just saying they look gross.
They are gross, okay? The post-apocalypse is sand everywhere. What do you want from them?
They're kind of gross people.
Poor Nux has got fucking tumors eating at his neck, you know?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he's got little Harry and Larry.
Yeah.
Right?
That maybe they'll stop eating my windpipe.
That wife.
Harley Keogh. That's Elvis's granddaughter. Watch yourself.
Oh, the redheaded one.
She's a great
actress.
That
was a wig then.
She might have dyed her hair.
She fell for him way too fast.
Probably, sympathy, Poor war boy.
I can't. Yeah,
don't you feel bad for the war boys? They're tricked into believing this, like, cult. They're going to spray fucking chrome on their mouth and they're going to go to this weird heavenly place.
I did think it was good when...
Witness me.
When he ran back with the cloth, and then he was like, okay, you come with me. And then he was like, you know how to get in there. And he spray paints his mouth and he's like, go in there.
He immediately trips and falls.
Yeah.
And he's just like mediocre.
He's like, yeah.
He even says, witness me at the very end. He whispers it. He's like, witness me.
It's a lovely day.
He doesn't say that. He says that once.
That's all he knows how to say. He's just a war boy.
That scene is great. And also, you've seen the trailers for this movie, right? Where it's like edited to like the opera music.
Well, that's the black and white version I think I'm talking about. Right?
I mean,
there's a version out there.
Yeah.
That's black and white and it's just set to music. There's no dialogue or something.
No, there is a black and white silent version, but I'm just saying the trailers for this movie were set to like this crazy Beethoven. It was great. And that scene in the trailer, he was like, what a day, what a lovely day.
Right. I thought that line was very cheesy.
I fucking love it.
I did not like it.
Fucking, oh, it gets me so
right. Right, right.
Gonna ride to the gates of Valhalla on the Fury Road.
The flame shooting guitarist is Australian artist / musician Sean Hape.
For you.
In an interview, he said the guitar weighed 132 pounds and shot real gas powered flames, which he controlled using the whammy bar.
Oh, yeah. The Guitar Hero Extreme. Oh, I like that Max even has a tiny fight with him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But then after that, he's a professional. I know he's a professional because he's like on his little bungee strings or whatever, and he like gives a punch and then he grabs the guitar and just goes back to...
He's got a job. He's got a job. Imagine how that discussion went. Like, we're going to have like our version of like the marching drum boys, you know? It's like probably started out simple. Like, what if we just had a couple drummers on the back of a truck? And then he's like, what if we had a wall of drummers? And he's like, but what if on the other side there was a stage? And there was a guitar player. And he's like, what if the guitar shot flames? He's like the Boba Fett of this movie in that he's a character that exists just to look cool, but...
The editor...
He's better than Boba
Margaret
Fett.
Sixel...
Yeah?
Had roughly 470 hours of footage to edit... Watching it all took 3 months.
That gives me anxiety.
That's your... Yeah, that's
Can you imagine?
I don't know. What if she missed something? What if there's something really cool that...
How do you process that much fucking footage?
Well, I guess George would have been like, I'm not... I want this in there. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
He's Australian.
The film was shot in sequence.
Probably made it easier.
Maybe. Yeah. There's some long ones.
This is Ross's trivia corner.
There's some long ones. I'm not going to go... Too deep. Tom Hardy announced that he would sign on for 3 more.
Yeah, I feel like Charlize would too. Charlize and Tom Hardy did not get along while making this
movie. Oh, no way, really?
Yeah. No.
Well,
I mean, I feel like everyone would be on edge. This movie is probably really hard to make.
Well, probably because Tom Hardy suffered a broken nose during filming when Charlize accidentally elbowed him She was wearing a green arm cast at the time. Probably for her...
her arm.
Her fake
arm.
Which
looks great.
You know, CGI, you know? Which was used as the graphics artist could digitally... So she just, like, hit him with the...
Their fight is pretty intense.
Yeah, right?
She beats the shit out of him with one arm.
Let's see here. I mean, that's... I'm not going to go into all of these.
It's just perfect.
There's so many.
It's the best thing that Charlie's ever been in, and she's been in some great movies. It's her best role.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
She's a badass, but she's got, like, some great, like, emotional scenes.
What do you give this movie?
11 out of 10.
11 out of 10. Wow.
This movie, if you were like, hey, what movie should be studied more in film schools, this or Citizen Kane, I would say Mad Max Fury Road.
Holy shit.
I've never even seen Citizen Kane.
Wow.
One of my favorite bits is to say movie is better than Citizen Kane.
Right.
Because it makes people
mad. Cats versus Dogs, better than Citizen Kane.
It does have Jeff Goldblum.
Does it?
Yeah.
What does he play?
He's in it.
All right, well, I got to look this up now. Because I love Cats versus Dogs. I feel like you're lying to me.
No, Jeff Goldblum's in it.
Okay.
I think he plays one of the dogs, maybe.
Don't even tell me this.
One of the cats?
You're acting like I don't know. Jeff Goldblum was in Cats versus Dogs. Yeah, okay, he was in it.
He played one of the dogs?
He plays Professor Brody. He's the dad. Oh, my God, I love this movie so much.
Maybe we'll cover it if we ever do Jeff Goldblum.
Or Alec Baldwin. Or Tobey Maguire.
Tobey'd be a good one.
Plays the main pooch.
He does, too. Part of the pussy posse. Everyone says, I guess Tobey Maguire's a dickhead, which makes me sad.
Well, have you read... actually, I think Molly's Game is on Hulu. Or
doesn't Michael Cera play Tobey Maguire, technically, in that movie?
Well, I read the book.
You read the book.
I didn't see the movie.
Because I know Tobey Maguire was a part of the underground poker thing.
Right.
But I think in the movie, Michael Cera plays himself, but it's a stand-in for Tobey Maguire being the dickhead celebrity that went to the poker games.
Huh, okay, right.
I don't think Tobey Maguire is in Molly Game. He might be.
It's on one of the services, either Hulu or HBO. Someone
Jessica
go
Chastain,
watch it.
Great actors.
Oh, yeah, that's why I want to watch it, for real.
Aaron Sorkin, great writer.
And as I was reading it, I was like, this is Jessica Chastain. This just says her written all over it, you know?
Idris Elba's in it. Kevin Costner. The cost. What's the cost of casting Kevin Costner? Say that three times really fast.
What's the cost of casting Kevin Costner? 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 What's the cost of casting Kevin Costner?
I wonder who's Australian.
Don't even say it.
Not Kevin Costner.
Oh, thank God.
I wonder who's British, though.
Who?
Idris Elba.
Oh, yeah. We all know that. Of course we all know that. All right. What do we got for...
I wonder who would have made a good Mad Max. Who? Idris Elba.
Mad Max. I guess. I mean, you know, he's got this Bond thing going on. I kind of feel bad about him.
I don't need him to be Bond.
I kind of feel bad, though.
Why?
Because everyone's like, just play Bond. It's like, it's almost like we don't want him to play anything else.
I want him to be in everything. This movie.
All right, let's talk some box. Let's talk the cost of Fury Road. The cost of...
Pitch Perfect 2.
Okay, hold on. Hold on, buddy.
I'm fucking ready.
All right, 10... is Far From the Madding Crowd.
I remember that. It looked boring.
Number 9, Ex Machina.
Great movie.
Number 8, Home.
Jesus Christ. It's one of those off-brand animated movies. It had Parsons and Rihanna in it.
Oh, God.
It's like Norm of the North or like that fucking Sled Dogs movie with Jeremy Renner.
What's
like,
that Sasquatch one that came out?
Yeah,
Littlefoot.
Smallfoot.
Number 7, The Age of Adeline.
That's the one with Blake Lively and Harrison Ford.
Number 6, Paul Blart, Mall Cop 2.
I forgot that happened.
Number 5 is a movie...
Age of Ultron.
...that we both love. It was very important in a franchise that we both love. Technically, they could have just ended it.
Furious 7.
That's right.
Oh my god, that movie's beautiful.
Remember when we saw the original Fast and Furious in theaters?
Dude, that was great.
That was so
amazing.
Why haven't
they kept doing that? Why did they put 2 Fast in theaters?
That was amazing.
I would see all of them again.
Number 4 is a comedy.
Comedy.
Sofia Vergara.
Oh, Hot Pursuit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Number 3...
Yeah. Age of Ultron.
That's right.
Number 2.
To be fair, it's at week number 3.
Yeah, you know? Or else it would be at the top. Number 2 is Mad Max.
Uh-huh.
Number 1 is Pitch Perfect 2.
That's right.
Boom. Which has Adam Devine, which I've had a revelation about Adam Devine is that he's pretty
bad.
It's
Devine.
Devine. He is terrible in most movies, but he is incredible on The Righteous Gemstones because they don't let him just fucking scream all the time.
Sure, yeah.
Like, insane energy worked on Workaholics, because we had never seen it before. So, when he's, always screaming and crying, you're like, oh, this guy's an idiot. But when he does that in every fucking movie, it's like Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I think that's a fun movie, except for when Adam Devine's fucking screaming like an idiot. God damn it. But Righteous Gemstones, he's way more toned down.
Right, right.
It's great.
Today, we have number 10, Ad Astra.
Great movie.
Number 9.
Dad Ass.
It Chapter 2.
Great movie.
Number 8. Jexy. Speaking of Adam Devine. God,
that movie looks so bad.
It's going to be a great HBO movie.
It looks like someone took her and put it through like the fucking shitty little Play-Doh machine.
If we ever... yeah. If we ever have shirts, it's going to be a great HBO movie.
That is your catchphrase.
Number 7. Abominable.
Well, that's another Bigfoot movie that came out.
That's number 6, Hustlers.
Great fucking movie.
Number 5, this is a weird top 5 that we have. Number 5 is...
Joker? No, that's number 1.
No, it's not Joker. How do I see the... here we go.
Number 5.
Yeah, it has Renee Zellweger.
Oh, Judy.
Yes.
It's where everyone's like, it's going to win her an Oscar.
Judy.
Well, who's Australian? Not Renee Zellweger.
Oh, thank God.
Like playing this game.
Number 4.
Number 4. What movies are out right now?
This is a very big TV show that they made a movie for.
Oh, Downton Abbey?
Yeah.
That's still in the fucking top 5.
Yeah, number 4.
Old people love that fucking show.
You would be surprised. More than old people love that show.
Do you like that show?
I've never seen it.
I will never watch that show.
But there's a lot of people that I know that do love that show.
What the fuck?
So they definitely went to go see it. Number 3.
I'm trying to think of what movies are out. What kind of movie is it?
Well, there's some. I mean, it's ironic that it's number 3 because there's 3.
The third one?
There's 3 people. The actor plays 3 different people.
Gemini Man.
Yeah. Well,
that's a spoiler.
No, it's not.
People don't know that there's a third clone.
Okay.
We just spoiled Gemini Man.
No,
our
we
next
didn't.
Episode.
Number 2.
What's something
animated?
Joker knocked off the top. And what animated?
Yeah.
What animated movies have come out lately?
I think it was last week.
Is it important? Is it Abominable?
No. You think you were going to see this?
I was going to see this. Oh, yeah. Adam's Family.
Yeah.
And then fucking Joker. You want to know their thing in the movie? They have this thing where the reason he does the laugh is because he has a condition where when he gets uncomfortable, he just laughs uncontrollably.
Sure.
Every time he does that laugh, I wanted to kill myself. God, Jesus fucking Christ.
All right, well, that's what I got. What do you got for me?
Mark Maron's in one scene of that movie.
Yeah, and he already regrets it.
He does. What do I got for you?
Yeah.
Fury Road, it's a perfect movie. Charlie's his best movie.
That's right.
We'll never... It's the other Charlie's movie we talk about.
She tore up Hollywood with this one.
She literally tore Hollywood.
She tore up Hollywood.
How this movie did not just win Best Picture. I mean, Spotlight won. That's a good movie, but... I'm so glad...
The Revenant won, you said.
Didn't win Best Picture. Spotlight won Best Picture.
Oh.
Revenant won Best Actor, Best Director, Best Cinematography. Well, the cinematography in Revenant is the best part, but... Mad Max Fury Road.
Yeah.
Perfect movie.
Maybe
the pinnacle of cinema.
No, I can't go that far.
You're right, that's Ratatouille.
It's very good. All right. That's very true.
Imagine this movie, but with Remy the Red as Mad Max.
Awesome. Charlize and...
and Remy?
And Remy?
You want to know who hates Ratatouille? The person we saw Gemini with.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Andy does not like Gemini Man.
What?
Or does not like Ratatouille.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean he doesn't like Ratatouille?
He doesn't like Ratatouille.
It's the best Pixar movie.
It's second best. I mean, The Incredibles. Although, okay. I'll be honest, every time I watch Ratatouille, I think if I watch it one more time, it's going to take
this spot. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think there's a more pure moment in cinema than when Ego tries the Ratatouille.
Yeah, right?
That should just be... Anyways. All right. Well, next up, we have a movie I've never heard of, but it was directed by Sean Penn called The Last Face.
Yep.
It looks boring as fuck.
Great.
Can't wait to hate it.
Good thing I got to watch this movie. It sucks. It sucks because she's so good. She deserves better than this.
I don't know. Maybe we need to alter the way we choose these movies.
No.
No. You're right. We got to deal with the cards we've been dealt.
Yeah.
But we also, before that, the episode that you're going to hear before The Last Face, is we're going to go back to one of our boys.
Oh, yeah.
But our boy is more than one boy.
He's two boys.
Gemini Man.
Gemini Man.
Which we're totally not.
Which we're totally
not going to record,
not gonna
right,
record
after
right after this.
All right.
I'm not you, old man.
His lips all weird. No.
It was the CGI face.
All right. So that's it.